स्टार्ट आउट शांति मंत्र ओम पूर्णमद
पूर्णमिदं
पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते। शांति शांति शांति
ओम शांति शांति शांति।
दिस मंत्र फ्रॉम शुक्ल यजुर्वेद, शांति मंत्र फ्रॉम शुक्ल यजुर्वेद टॉक्स अबाउट द कंप्लीट प्रिंसिपल। इट इज देयर बोथ आउटसाइड एंड विथिन, एंड इफ यू ऐड दिस कंप्लीट इनसाइड कंप्लीट आउटसाइड कंप्लीट स्टिल कंप्लीट रिमेन्स। इफ यू सब्ट्रैक्ट this complete from that complete, still complete remains. Our journey is from moving from incompleteness to the completeness. And this term we have been covering our life skills. The yogi must acquire these qualities. There are Patanjali Yoga Sutras and other Yoga Sutras are there, and this is another sutra, life skills we have to acquire if you want to be successful both in the outer world and in your inner journey. As a yogi, you need to have these qualities. First class, we touched upon the Shraddha. You need to have the belief in what you are learning. Faith, conviction, then only knowledge will dawn to you. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. And the second, in the talk, in the second week, we touched upon, you should be very passionate. Whatever you are learning about, and it's a very passionate, only intensely passionate person will succeed in the life. Last week I touched upon we need to have a driver for our life. We have what drives us to get up from the bed, what motivates us. It's work is driving, it is only 5 days a week, and it's 5 days times 50, 250 days, 260 days. What about another 100 days? What motivates your life? Even after retiring, what will motivate you? After retiring, there is no motivation for you to get up, to go to work. Still, what motivates you? We need to have a driver in our life, we touched upon last week. And this week we'll touch upon the another quality that a seeker should have, not to complain. And we get up, when we get up, we start complaining. Weather is too bad, weather is too hot, too cloudy, and weather is awful, weather is horrible. Or if the cooking is not there, it's food is not good. It's too salty, too spicy. Food is not on time. Our coffee is too cold, too hot. We start our day with complaining. We finish our day with complaining. At work also, we start complaining. That is not right, this is not right. Whole day, we spend in complaining. And complaining itself won't solve the problem. In the previous class, I mentioned, we have 37.2 trillion cells in the body. If you are always complaining, always negative, your all cells gets negative energy. It's negative energy within. All negative energy. And when I am complaining, it indicates the status of my mind, status of my, my inner being. It is not the problem with the outer world. Problem existed all the time. If I am complaining, something problem here I have to address. I never addressed this issue. I only was looking outside for the solution. That is not right, this is not right. That is not right, it has to be fixed. And to fix that one, then fix the problem. Problem lies here. More than outside, problem is here. You have to address that one. And Sri Krishna says, the best way, you have to lift your mind, uplift your mind. I don't have any vision for my life, no goal for my life. My vision is very petty, very trivial. It makes me, I can't look higher. However much I can go, how much I can think is based on my ability. My vision in my life is very stunted vision. I have no aspiration in my life. I can't see further higher. Only I can see according to my eyesight, eye level, and my eyes start complaining everything. Uplift your vision. Have a higher goals in your life, loftier things in your life. Then my complaining subsides. I do not have a vision for my life. I see problem everywhere. I complain. And Sri Krishna says, Uddharer atmanatmanam na atmanam avasadet na atmaiva atmano bandhu atmaiva ripuratmanah. Uplift your mind with your own effort. Do not let the mind to collapse. If the mind is coming down, you see nothing but the problem. Raise yourself. Make your mind a friend. And if you are unhappy in your life, it is because of the mind. If you are happy in your life, it is because of the mind. Uplift yourself with your own effort. Make an effort. Uplift. And there was a teenager, and he had a vision that when I grow up, I will change the whole world. There won't be any problem in the world. I will solve each and every problem. And he had that vision. And he, after he was a teenager, 13, 14, and slowly he turned 30, still problem in the world still existed. Forget about the world. I will change the whole country. I will fix all the problems in the country. He turned 40, still country's problem existed. Then forget about the country. I will fix the whole city, problems in the whole city. He turned 50, still problem existed. Nothing got changed. And he said, forget about the city. I will fix the problem in my family. And he turned 60, still problem existed. And then he thought, I worked so hard, I thought I will fix the whole world. I could not change anyone. Had I changed myself alone, it would have solved so many problems for others. I never addressed the problem here. I was so busy fixing the problem outside. And you have to address the problem here. It says that message in the Bhagavad Gita also says, problem lies here, you have to address that problem. And the Bhagavad Gita in the Yoga, Sri Krishna in the second chapter says, Sukha Dukke Same Kritva Labha Labho Jaya Jayo Tasmat Yogaya Yudhyasva Yoga Karma Sukaushalam. When the good things happens or bad things happens, and when the success happens, failure happens. Do not lose your mind, status of your mind. And that person, balanced person, can do the yoga, that with the skill in action is yoga. That person can do the marvelous things in their life. Have the balanced mind, serenity in the mind. When the success happens, failure happens. Do not lose the frame of our mind. In the problem, in the great leaders, if you look at this, great leaders, great achievers, they never will complain. Only we who do not have a vision for the life, we keep complaining everything. And the great leaders never complain. And it's a mark of a leader. And if the problem is there, try to fix that one. Complaining won't fix. I don't want to soil my hands. I want to complain. That is not right. This is not right. And why don't you roll up your hands and fix the problem? If the weather is too cold, what can you do? If the problem I can't fix, it's a biting cold or scorching heat, 50 degrees, if I complain, problem won't be addressed. If I am in the hospital in the general ward, around another 6 patients are there. If I keep complaining, that is not right, this is not right, it is paining. All the other people also going through the same thing. Me complaining, will it fix the problem? It will aggravate their, they also feel irritated. Irritated with me complaining. If I go to someone's house, they invite me for a coffee, and if I say, your house painting is not good, and your frame is, photo frame is tilted, your food is too cold, and if I start complaining, they will say, please don't come back, please leave. If I keep complaining, please go. And if you, the people who are complaining all the time, people, everyone going through the hard time, if you keep complaining, they will say, please go. We have our own problem to manage. Don't add another problem. And Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, the best way to fix that one, have a goal, vision, uplift yourself. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. One who is in extreme happiness, bliss, joy, one who has a vision for the life, think great, think auspicious, have a vision. Machitta, Sri Krishna says, think of me as the highest. Machitta, offer yourself for me and talk about me to the greatness of the highest. Talk about and enlighten others. That person is always in happy, always in joy. There is a glow in that person's face. And in Mahabharata, in Vanaparva, that Satyavan Savitri story is there. In that one, it talks about those who have smile on the face all the time. Always smile on their face. There is a sanctorum of the many divine beings come and take shelter in that person. Those who have the smile on their face, they will have a long life. They will have abundance in their life. And whoever they come in contact with, they will enlighten that person. They will give the energy to other person. If you are always complaining, long face, and you will transmit nothing but negative energy to other person. And your lifespan comes down. You will fall sick often. And because of the negative energy, all the cells are, becomes weak. Be happy and endure. Stop complaining. Complain and without complaining, try to fix the problem. And if you keep complaining, you are isolated in the society. Instead, have a vision for your life. When you start thinking higher, pinpricks of your life never will bother you, because your mind is set on something, something noble. You are working towards that one. And many people from here also, when they say, we don't want to go to India, very dirty and poverty. But when I go there, I feel exuberance of energy. I don't see the problem everywhere. When I look at the young people, they have so much of potential. I feel so delighted to mix with them. And I don't see that. I traveled across the India last couple of months across. Wherever I went, I saw nothing but the abundance of opportunity. And never fix your attention on the negative things, small things. Look something higher. Then you are adding value to yourself, adding value to others. This is the another life skills a yogi should acquire, and a leader, aspiring leader, must acquire this one if you want to succeed in your life. Lie down on your back.